collection of the greatest athletes in battle, traveling from one end of the United States to the other, is what big time is all about.
Can you shut the fuck up for 30 seconds? You might learn something.
Welcome to Mama Food's Live, number one live digital audio industry show for chefs by chefs. Hosted by multi-time Food Network winner and award-winning chef, Chef Plum, and culinary veteran, star of the Food Saver commercial, Chef Jeff. So wrap, date, and rotate because the boys are about to set your Nissan claws. Here are the Good Brothers.
Better late than never, Jeffy. Better late than never. We're here.
That's what I always tell everybody.
We're here, right?
This is it. We're here. It's a Thursday.
Yeah.
It's a Thursday at 10:30, but it's still a Thursday.
Hey, that's all that matters, right?
That's right. Thirsty Thursday with your boys.
With the Good Brothers.
Chef Plum and Chef Jeffy.
I'll tell you what, man. I just had to work late tonight and didn't get home. Normally, I don't have to work late on a Thursday, but I did tonight, so.
Thinking that guap.
Dude, the music is turning itself up. That was so weird.
Last week, it was turning itself down.
Yeah, well, what are you going to do? It's the weird sound that's going on this computer. I can't help it. Welcome to Plum Love Foods Live. It's your boy, Chef Plum, Chef Jeff. Excited to have some time and hang out with you guys tonight. We're going to run a little bit of a short porch tonight. We're not going to do one of those 2.5-hour episodes like last week. Holy shit, last week's episode was so long, Jeffy.
It was so long, but it had to be long. We had to get a lot of stuff out. Michael was a great sport. Shout out to Michael Petrella for being on the show last week. What an awesome guy.
Attaboy, Mike. Attaboy, Michael.
Super, super positive, right? Most positive fella to ever don a hat in the TV biz.
Well, doing the job that he does, where he has to talk about you just hearing show pitches and things like that and making things happen. I mean, he. You're right. He does a really good job not making people feel bad about it.
Super. Honestly, if I were any one of those people, I would have listened to what he said and went and worked on my project.
Yeah.
Because he was like so encouraging to everybody. Like I feel like he gave such constructive criticism of things people could do in the now to get where they wanted to be. And I thought that, you know, that's what we're all about. So it was.
Yeah,
great.
Absolutely. And then, of course, at the end, our good brother Dan coming in with the hit there at the end there, huh? That was pretty awesome.
Yeah, I don't even want to talk about the give it away again because I feel like that is like going to be real big.
Well, I want to tell you, I talked to good brother Michael today, actually, and it was pretty funny. Michael was like, yeah, I've been talking to Dan. He tends to go off the rails a little bit sometimes, doesn't he? I have to reel him back in.
A little bit?
It made me laugh so hard. I was Dude,
I love, like, we should, off the rails, Dan, like.
That's a good nickname, right?
No, he's, my man, he's rail-less. There's no rails on Dan. He's like an amoeba of thought. This motherfucker can flow back and forth all over the place. And then he comes, and he'll bring it full circle.
Man, it's just, absolutely. It's crazy to me to think that, somebody else would actually see that. Really? Of course you do. Dan's a crazy person.
I love Dan.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, it was
Dan's
a great show.
One of my favorite crazy people.
It was a great show. We had a lot of fun. If you haven't checked it out yet, please do so. Check it out on the iTunes. Check it out. It's not iTunes anymore. Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Amazon. I mean, God, anywhere you get fine digital audio, you can find this program.
Absolutely. You can just ask Siri and she'll pull it up for you.
That does happen. You can also just ask your Alexa as well.
Yeah. Any one of those robots are going to take over the world. They know us.
Listen, it's fine. It's fine, Jeffy. Don't worry about it. Tonight, we got a great guest. Streetleaf Johnny, our buddy, is going to join us. He just opened a brick and mortar store. I can't wait to talk about it.
Dude, I can't wait for you to go in there. You haven't been in there yet. I've been in there a bunch, and it's kick ass, and it's only getting better. And
it's expensive at Johnny's spot, though, isn't it?
Johnny gets the finest of the finest. You know, he gets that good. So,
does he have a clearance rack?
Nah, man. He doesn't have a clearance rack, but he does run some chef specials if you're really good looking. But you got to be really good looking.
Is there like a punch club card or something I can get?
I don't know. We'll have to ask him when we get him on. But I think it's everything in there worth the price. It's amazing. The prepared food's amazing. The products he gets, you know, bar none. He really does his homework. So and his partner's awesome too. So they're kicking ass. I can't wait to talk to him about it.
Yeah, I can't wait to see what they've got in the store, what's going on. I'm very excited to talk to him about it. That should be a lot of fun. I'd be remiss, Jeffy, if we didn't have to bring this up. Incredibly tragic. Let me mute this because I'm going to be serious about it. Friend of the program, an instructor, lecturing instructor at the American Bounty Restaurant at the Culinary Institute of America, our friend. And I say our friend because he became our friend.
Absolutely.
He was friends with Chef Dan. They went to school together. And then Dan introduced us to him, became a friend of this program. I had him on my NPR show as well around Thanksgiving time. Chef Brian Kaywork tragically passed away several days ago. It was very upsetting. I think it upset a lot of us here. And just not trying to, I'm not trying to drag it out. But what happened to the guy, you know, we all know Brian was a forager. Chef loved to be outside. He loved to take his family fishing and camping. And he loved to forage. And he had a great spot that he would go foraging in. Mushrooms, berries, you name it. He loved to forage. And Jeffy, he had a heart attack at 46 years old while foraging several days ago by himself. And I guess he collapsed and was found, I guess maybe a couple hours later, by a hiker.
Yeah, it's just the worst. I mean, the only solace that I find in that story at all is that he loved being outside. Yeah. And he died doing what he loves. So I think there's some beauty in that, like being able to go out doing that, you know. I mean, I don't know if I want to die in the kitchen, but I definitely would like to die doing something that I enjoy. I don't know about you.
I agree. And I was so concerned. I was worried there was going to be a suicide story. I'm glad it wasn't anything like that.
That would be terrible.
It would be very, very terrible. You can get information at Kaywork. That's KAYWORK.com. They've set up a fund there for his wife and his young son. We hear the show put a little donation on there. So if you can, put something on there. If you can't, we totally understand. But I'd like for you, if you have a chance, go back and check it out. It's season 8 of Plum Love Foods, episode 19, I think, Jeffy. Is that right?
I believe it is episode 19. That's right.
Chef Brian Kaywork's episode. Go back and check it out and listen to this man talk. The passion he has for teaching young students, the passion he has for trying to get a new outlook on our industry and change the way other people look at our industry. It really comes out in that interview, and he's just a great human being. And I mean, we definitely we lost a really good one here, man, and it hurts. You know, I can only imagine how his family and his son feel, but, I don't know. It doesn't really make any sense, Jeffrey. It doesn't make any sense. Jeffy? Well, looks like I may have lost Jeffy as I'm trying to tell the story of Chef Brian. Jeff, you're muted there.
Yeah. No. No, I'm here. I'm here. I'm sorry. I must have hit a button. I was just going to say...
I was looking for some encouraging words. Yeah,
I was just going to say that, I don't think trying to make sense of something like this is the answer. You know, there's some things in life that you could reel and reel around with all those things, like, oh, why, and, you know, when, and, you know, all that kind of stuff. But there's some finality here, right? You know, he's no longer with us, so we have to just... you know, accept that and move on, and just, like I said, find the beauty in the things that he did and the mark that he made with his students and all the wonderful things he did for the industry, and the fact that he was out in the woods doing exactly what he loved to be doing when he passed away. And I hope it was peaceful and it wasn't painful, and I hope, you know, he's with his creator now. And that's just how, you know, I just like to keep on a positive note. I won't get all churchy on you and start talking Bible, but I definitely think that you know, we don't see the reasons or the whys and all that kind of stuff, and I don't think we should even attempt to, because I think they're beyond our understanding and what we see as the picture.
Well, Yeah, I guess so. It's human nature when you see something tragic like this happen, and all I can think about is his son and his wife, and
absolutely
getting that phone call. And but you know, I wanted to point out here, like, I had several CIA students reach out to me on Instagram at Chef_Plum, and just, you know, they wanted to get the link for the episode for Chef's that when he was on, and talk to him and hear that episode, listen to it back a few times. So if anybody wants that, that is episode 19 of season 8 of Plum Loaf Foods. It was when we before we started doing the big numbers, we were doing them in seasons of like 30 episodes. So rest in peace, Chef Brian K. Work. We love you, buddy. I look forward to you know, spreading your legacy. I know you touched a lot of people as a chef instructor at CIA. A lot of people really, really felt led by you. They felt encouraged by you, and your acceptance of everyone in the kitchen was unparalleled. And I hope to keep a little piece of that with me as I move forward here in my culinary career. So thank you, Chef Brian. Too soon, way, way too soon. But thank you for what you contributed to this program as well as to seasons the NPR show. Jeffy, any final words there, buddy? I don't know.
I'm
kind of winging it here with this part, you know.
He nourished you know, minds, hearts, and stomachs. You know, he was like a full package kind of guy. You know, he was out there just trying to fill people's cup, and I think that we should all just take a little bit of that with us and try to do the same. You know, take a minute to smell the flowers and love life and in memory of Brian.
Shout out in the memory of Chef Brian K. Work, born in 1974, passing away 2021. Well, Jeffy, it always feels weird when we get a little serious here on the program, doesn't it?
Yeah. It doesn't. You know what it gets weird is I feel like it's going to be hard to make a dick joke right away.
Yeah. You got to work into it slowly.
Yeah. You got to, like, you can't just, like, come right out with one after something like that. You got to, like.
Well, I mean, it's weird, man. Like, he wasn't my best friend.
It's jazz, dog. Can we just say that real quick?
You like this?
Oh, yeah, baby. I'm feeling so. I want to hit the, like, jazz flute.
I think it's a Christmas song.
I was just like, wait a minute, it just took a turn. It just took a weird turn.
That's terrible. Hold on. Alright, there we go.
That piano was groovy, though, baby.
It was good. But, I mean, the first 30 seconds are fantastic. you know, check it out. So, Chef Brian K. Work, we just got done talking about a little bit. You know, not my closest friend in the entire world by any stretch of the imagination, but was a new friend and becoming a close friend. You know, I'm sad to see that go, but, you know, I hope that the CIA pays a good homage to them, which I think they are. I saw them make a post about it and talk about it finally. So, you know, it just goes to show you, man, our tomorrows are not guaranteed. Do the best you can to take care of yourself and tell people you love them every day, man, because you may not get a chance tomorrow, right?
Absolutely, man. I say it all the time, and I know it's really morbid and it's fucked up to say, but everybody who dies had plans tomorrow. You know, like, you got to just, like,
wow.
Do your thing.
Holy fuck. I've never thought of it like that, Jeffy. What? Can you say that again? Holy shit.
I said everybody who dies had plans tomorrow.
Oh, my God.
You know, like, you know, no one thinks, like, oh, man, this is it. You know, like, I think, you know, we all want to do more and want to do it, and when it happens, it happens. And, you know, that's, I don't know. Like I said, I don't want to start preaching to everybody, but, you know.
Wow. That's some crazy shit right there. I never even thought about that, man. I never thought about that. I want to see, because before we move on from Brian, and we're going to jump on and shift gears to our good brother Johnny here in a second, but, you know, I feel like I have to get Dan on the horn here and give Dan a chance, because Dan was his buddy and they went to school together, to give a quick shout out to Brian if Dan's around, because I'm sure he'd want to say something here publicly. And, you know, I should have did it 5 minutes ago, but I forgot to get him on there. Dan, hello. Hey buddy, what's going
hello,
on
quick.
You with us, Daniel?
Yes, hello
there.
Yeah, man, whoo, you brought me on a touchy subject, you know. you gotta live every day like it's your last, man. What Jeff just said is like culmination of it all, and I feel like Brian, being the man he was, would be content with, you know, the way he went out, because that's like doing something he loved. That's what it's all about, and teaching the kids and being in a place like knowing him from back in the day, 20 years ago to now,
yeah,
and the kind of the person he's become, he definitely was in a place he wanted to be, and I feel like that's ultimately like the goal, like your life goal is to be where you want to be, and that's where he was. And there's like
I went back and listened to the episode that we had him here on Plum Love Foods. It's a really enlightening episode. It was a lot of culinary school talk, a lot of comparisons, and actually that episode's funny. And that's, you know, again, season 8, episode 19. Jeffy, you start even turning the table on culinary school a little bit. You're like, wow, it actually kind of sounds pretty cool.
Well, yeah, definitely. Like, I feel like that with every time I go see a cool experience. Like, I felt like that with the Navy a little bit. And then, I mean, I didn't go see boot camp. If we saw boot camp, I probably would have been like, man, fuck the Navy.
Yeah.
But, you know, seeing all the camaraderie in the kitchen, I was like, man, the Navy's awesome. I should have been in the Navy.
Yeah.
You know?
And somehow they've got these $90,000 ovens. They got 6 of them. How the fuck does that happen?
Yeah, well, I'll tell you how it happens. Taxes, baby.
Dan, do you want to add any just words here publicly about Chef Brian? Just kind of...
Just did.
Well, I maybe had like a... I don't know. That was more of like a after-the-fact situation.
So, having reminiscent on when we was in school, and kind of when we were in school together, we kind of had a rivalry against each other. It was like, you know, all in good fun. You know, chefs, you know, you always want to best each other. Everybody's trying to be the best, especially when you're at CIA. And there was a time when I was making risotto, and they all called me to the front of the room, and because my idea was like, oh, the teacher was like, this risotto is really good. It's on point, because, you know, they're always trying to teach kids what's the perfect risotto and stuff. And he looks at me and he goes, you just put a lot of cheese in that. And I was like, yeah, man, who doesn't love cheese? He's like, damn it, I should have thought of that. And I was just like, we was just like, the understanding that something as simple as cheese, when you're learning for the first time, like a lot of these things, these little techniques that now you think like cheese and risotto, you're like, oh, it's perfectly simple.
Of course.
Perfectly unacceptable. You wouldn't even like, it's not even a thing. But it was just kind of the understanding and growing and then listening and then talking to him now as an instructor. And it's like the magnitude in which the knowledge has been blessed upon him to the where we are now, or where he was now, is like, it's just, it's kind of put you in a place where you have to really think about yourself and where you are, and it's just very emotional kind of situation. I'm sorry, I'm kind of like fucked up, honestly. Like, it really fucked me up, I can't front. Like, I was kind of tearing up before a few times. It's like it's kind of crushing to me. And
well,
you know, it just makes you grateful.
Yeah, it's tough, and we just got to keep the man's memory in our hearts and remember and kind of take some of the lessons that he had taught to people and keep them in our minds and you know, remember that. I think one of the things I took away from him in that interview was just the acceptance of people. And I wanted to have some clips of the interview on here, but I don't have them because I didn't have time to cut it up. But I think we're going to have an intro, a new intro here soon. I'm going to have Brian in that intro, I think, just as a tribute to him moving forward here on this program. Is that okay, boys?
Yeah, that sounds beautiful.
Just a clip of him saying something goofy on the interview. You know, I can't have him sound smart because that's not cool. He's got to sound something. He said a couple dumb things too, so that's great.
I love
it. He's a good all-around guy.
Hell yeah. Dan, we got a fun show tonight. Our friend Street Leaves Johnny. You remember Street Leaves, right?
Yes, I know Johnny was. Awesome guy.
Johnny's got that brick-and-mortar store now in Southampton. We can't wait to talk to him about it. I want to find out about going from a delivery-type situation to the brick-and-mortar, how that happens.
Yo. He wasn't just delivery. He's been like the backdoor Boogie King for the last 2 or 3 years, man.
I don't know what that means. Like, that shit meant something different when I was growing up.
Like, yeah, but he'll, like, pull up on you.
What does that mean? That's something else, too.
And he'll have truffles. Like, mad truffles.
That's awesome.
Off in his trunk. He'll just pull up on you and be like, yo, I just picked up uni live from Santa Barbara. Look, it's in this cooler. And I'll be like, let me look. And then I'll be like, holy shit, they're moving. And then we get some live unis. He's always doing shit like that. That was his hustle for years. And then he grows mushrooms also. I mean, we'll talk to him.
Yeah, yeah. But, well, I'm going to go ahead and bring him on the program here now, I think. I tell you, we're not going to do any commercial spots. I'll do one at the end of the show or something like that. Ladies and gentlemen, joining us on the program right now is a man who is a hustler for a living, but it's now changed his life, gone the way of the straight and narrow, and opened up a brick and mortar store to celebrate and sell all of his fantastic wares. The man is the icon of a hustler when it comes to amazing, super high-end food products. And he's an even better human being. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome to the program, Street Lease Johnny. There he is. Attaboy, Johnny.
Yeah.
Attaboy, Johnny. What's up, buddy?
That's our boy.
Woo, woo.
Dude, thank you so much for the intro, first of all.
Of course.
That was awesome.
Hope I like to build people up before we do the show. You know what I'm saying? Get them built up on it so they come in here, energy's there, everybody's happy. It usually works out well.
For sure.
Get them high.
Yeah.
Johnny, I'm excited, man. I'm going to see you this summer 100%. I can't wait to see what's going on, especially with COVID and all that. Talk a little bit about just give us a quick rundown of what you used to do before the store, just to kind of recap.
Yeah. So, I mean, it really started from growing mushrooms as kind of the foundation. And then I would just like literally fill up my car with as much as we could grow and other cool products. And I would just go to restaurants and different chefs, literally the back door of the kitchen, and like, you know, just build it literally from nothing. And then that eventually got to be what seemed like full time, just out of the trunk of the car, like just, you know, mushrooms turned into truffles to caviar. Stuff like uni and like what seemed like, you know, 5 or 6 days a week on the road at least. So
just traveling.
It was a lot for sure. Yeah.
Yeah. But like, tell him where you would, we're talking like from Montauk to the Berkshires. This kid was like delivering like to everywhere. Yeah. He's like, he's out of his mind, but it's awesome in a good way.
Yeah. There were days, I mean, I remember being in Montauk some days and back to Brooklyn at the end of the day and then Mid-Island. But it was like, it was such a cool way to start the business because I got to know everyone personally. Like, you know, people could just text me and figure out what, you know, ask me what I had or like if I had something special, I could text Jeff or another chef. And that was like, when I look back, I'm proud of starting that way because that was, you know, like the coolest way that we figured out to do it.
Well, and you kind of make customers for life that way, I would think, right? You have people who will support you for a very long time from that.
Yeah. Yeah, it was really special, for sure.
But now the world has changed a little bit. You took a step into making Hen of the Woods is the name of the store, right in Southampton, Jeffy. Is that the right description?
That is right. It's Hen of the Woods. If you want to check them out on Instagram, it's the Southampton Market. Definitely check it out, and also check out at Street Leaf Johnny while you're at it. Southampton.
The store. How do you get? Has it always been the idea to have a store? Or did it just seem to make next step logically for you?
Yeah, I think. Like along the way, we would just like from the start, we were doing restaurants during the week, farmers markets on the weekend, and I really loved being like, you know, talking to people and having a place to like sell directly. And driving around the car was like, it was a lot of fun. I got to like see so many places, but I always thought I needed like home base where people could, you know, instead of me just, you know, going everywhere for like, you know, a pound of mushrooms or like a couple truffles, like in case I couldn't get to people, that we had a home base that people could come to us. And then I ended up meeting my partner now, Susie, and her and her husband, they have some restaurants in the city, and we just clicked. We never, you know, I had never imagined that we'd start a business together, and we kind of grew it organically from that. To kind of like always envisioning having a shop, to them helping me build one of the most beautiful stores. Like, I literally every day I'm thankful for it.
Man, I think that's incredible. I love it. The story is amazing to get to that point where you have this kind of central location where people can come get stuff. How long ago did you open the actual shop now?
think we've been open now for about 3 weeks, like soft opening. We had like a quote unquote grand opening over the weekend. But I think Memorial Day weekend, we're going to have like the true grand opening. It's probably like a real event, friends and family and stuff. So
Jeffy, we should talk. I'm free that weekend.
Oh yeah. We should definitely talk.
Really?
Yeah, no, for sure. I'm not working that weekend, which is kind of crazy.
Super crazy.
Let's talk a little bit about the stuff in the store. So when you come in there, is it just, you know, I think of Johnny stuff. I think uni, truffles, like hard to get shit, like crazy delicious salmon. Like, what's in the store? What can we find?
So it's constantly changing so much, but we're going to have basically a bunch of local produce. We just got today the purple asparagus from Marilee's. Stuff like stinging nettles. The store also has a kitchen, so we're constantly preparing a lot of items that, you know, the same ingredients. But you might find stuff like, you know, the French white asparagus, truffles. We just got a shipment in. Behind the counter, you know, we have things like Wagyu, if people want it. You know, we have like saffron. We have a ton of caviar. You know, different options. So people who want like higher end stuff, people want just like a sampler, something to kind of just get into it. We have that too. And then we just have like really like the best of every product I've been able to find. So like Bordier French butter, like we have it stocked.
Oh, that's awesome.
So seaweed good from too.
Korea. Yeah, incredible.
Also incredible. I've had it. It's amazing.
Yeah.
Dude, I drive right by there every weekend when I come to work, so I'll be stopping by at least once a weekend with you.
Oh my god, that's amazing.
Stuff all sounds amazing. Like, these are great products. Yeah. How different? Let me just ask. Hey, Dan, you still with me, buddy?
Yeah, I'm here. I'm scrolling through the pages. You talk, getting hungry as fuck.
Oh my god, what's up, Dan?
What up?
Oh, yeah, my fault. It's Chef Dan's here with us. Sorry, I'm just so used to him. He's just always here. I kind of forget to introduce him anymore. Sorry. You know, Dan runs a pretty amazing grocery store, you know, high-end grocery store in Fairfield up here in Connecticut. Yeah. You know Dan, don't you?
Yeah, I do, and I've been to the grocery store, too, like a couple years ago.
Yeah, it's a nice spot. How different, Dan, is it from running, like, I don't know, do you think, like, carrying that kind of high-end products, is it a volume thing for you guys, Dan, or what is it?
Yeah, I would say so. It's we have a fine line. We try to bring a mix between, like, real high-end, and then you got to have certain things where it meets different price points.
I realize that was a fucked up question. I'm just trying to figure out, like, you know, the stuff that Johnny carries isn't normally carried by, like, even, like, a higher-end grocery store because it's just, you know, it's just the quantity of it, I'm guessing.
Yeah, like we can carry some of it, but we couldn't carry all of it.
Right, right. Not that you guys don't have great stuff. Those pork chops are unbelievable.
Yeah, and he brought some mushrooms that were fucking delicious, and olive oil from, the Czech Republic, right?
The Croatian.
I love that stuff.
Damn. All right. Well, I'm excited, man, to come see this place. Now, Johnny, are you working every day? In the store?
Yeah. I'm there every day. We're open officially Wednesday to Sunday, 10 a.m. to 6. But, I mean, we've been telling people, like, we're there all the time anyway.
Yeah.
We'll unlock the doors and just, retail is so, even with the farmer's market experience, the one thing I never imagined how intensive retail is. But it's been a blast. Like, the whole thing's a learning experience. I think another thing we're having a huge problem with is, like, we can't find any labor, it seems like. That's
I mean,
huge
I think that's summer. Everybody's...
That's so weird.
It's not weird.
I'm just joking.
Oh, I was like, Jeffy, are you fucking kidding me? What are you talking about? And nobody can, because they're all just getting paid to sit home, which is unfortunate. Hey, Johnny, our good brother, Chef Zip, a.k.a. Carrie, Chef Carrie Favreau from the Devon Yacht Club, just chimed in. He's like, where can I get my hands on some killer mushrooms?
Wow. I would love to help. I'll get connected through you.
Yeah.
If you could let him know, I'll bring it directly to him.
You'll deliver it to him? All right, look. Yeah. There you go, Zippy. I got you, buddy. Yeah, Johnny's the man, by the way. He's got good shit, Kerry. He'll take care of you. That was Kerry hitting us on the instant feedback there. Then at the Devon Yacht Club, which I'm excited to go see him this summer, too. I'm trying to get one of those, like, friends and family memberships of the Yacht Club, Jeffy. They got those?
I don't know, but if they do, I want to be your plus one.
You want to be in? Yeah, I'm in. We're going to make that happen. Well, be
it's
you
like
and me.
The Plum Love Foods family. It's not like our wives, right? It's just like us at the Yacht Club.
Yeah, dude. What are you talking? I went to Mexico with you. We got a couples massage together on a beach.
No, it was beautiful. That was really magical. We should all do that together.
We had a sleepover. We had a couples massage. It was great.
Man, taking me back.
Yeah, I mean, listen, Jeffy. I just want you to know, Jeffy, if it came down to it, you didn't have a wife and kids, and you needed someone to marry you to help you make medical decisions for some reason, I would do it.
That means a lot, man.
I would in a heartbeat. I mean, but listen, I want to have a wedding. I'm not going to bullshit. Like, we're going to have a wedding. We're going to call Johnny's and get some good shit. Dan's going to cater it. We're going to have a fucking wedding if we do it, though.
Nope, I won't do it. I'll elope only. I'd rather us get a house. I don't want to put all the money into the wedding like that. It's crazy.
This is bullshit, Jeffy. I had a whole... Listen, we should talk about this offline.
Fine, but I'm not going to change my mind. I'm a practical fella.
It's taking a weird turn. That's all I want to say. I'm sorry, Johnny.
I heard it's all right. I'm actually... Yeah. Engaging for sure.
Dan, you could be the ring bearer.
Oh, hey man, I'll do whatever it takes. I feel bad now. Plum's heart broke just like that. I feel bad for him. He told me he's gonna about all this too, and Jeff just turned him down. I feel
guys, I didn't say no. I just said we're only gonna elope. We're gonna put the money into the, you know.
Yeah, but you ain't see what Plum picked out to wear.
Oh, let me tell you something right now. Let me just ask you. What do you know about velour? That's all I'm saying.
I know a lot about velour. I wore academics all through high school.
All right. Johnny, listen. Do we have T-shirts made for the shop yet?
We are in the process of about to print a whole batch of sweatshirts, T-shirts. We waited to get something really special designed, so we're almost releasing that.
All right. So we'll get a shirt. I'll wear it on TV for you. It'll be awesome. We got to get some Spiceology products in the shop, too. Can we do that?
Yeah, for sure. For sure. I know we need... one of the sections we need to build out are spices, so... Oh,
I got a guy for you.
Yeah, Jeffy, we do have a guy.
Is it worth...
We got a guy.
You think you'd like him? You think Johnny would like Spiceology?
I think you would dig Spiceology a lot. I think their packaging is beautiful. They grind their spices fresh to order. I mean, it's like...
It's a chef's company. They're out of California, out of Washington. Johnny, tomorrow, let's you and I hop on a call tomorrow for 3 or 4 minutes. I can connect you to a couple people. We'll get you connected to Chef Carrier from the Devon Yacht Club. We'll get some spices for you.
Let's do it. Thank you.
Yeah, man. No doubt. No, I appreciate you, buddy. So listen, here's some of the stuff I want to ask you about now. You got this amazing shop, right? You got all this great stuff in there. What's some of this cool shit that we can see? Because you're known for getting some pretty intense things. What can we see in that shop? Can I come in there on a Thursday on my way into the Hamptons for work for the weekend and get live uni? Do you have capabilities of that?
Yeah, absolutely. So I'm thinking about Stephanie. Just the season started for the California King Salmon.
Okay.
So we're going to start bringing those in, which means we'll get the live uni with that. We'll have abalone, if you like abalone at all.
Damn.
We're going to have just like seasonal stuff. We'll have the Copper River salmon start soon. You know, ramps are going to end in a couple weeks, so we're going to max out on ramps soon. I mean, really just like we're going to have like Australian winter truffles, the Chilean winter truffles. We're going to try and get some like really special caviar that's like just cool stuff like that.
Again, some sexy morels. What's going on with the morel game right now? They must be firing off, right?
The domestic ones just started, so we have those too.
Nice. Talk about the difference, the domestic ones versus the non-domestic ones. Obviously, the domestic ones are coming from here, right?
Yeah. Yes. And right now, there's a huge thing going on where the non-domestics seem to be all coming from Tibet, and they're growing them in Tibet.
Oh, they cultivated morels now?
Yeah. And the Americans are trying to figure it out. Like, we're almost there.
That's crazy. Hey, Johnny.
Grow them, like,
dead babies or something weird.
What? Jesus, Jeffy.
That's a secret. Like,
gotta,
this weird secret.
To I got to rethink the marriage thing now. You bringing shit like that up.
Dude, come on. You knew this about me, Dad.
I'm just come saying.
On, we've been close this long.
Well, we're going to have Chanterelle start soon, so that'll be exciting.
I love those, too. I love those, too. I've got some really dope ass. Where was I at recently? I did some lion's mane mushroom for somebody, and they were blown away by it. Yeah. Oh, I was at my sister-in-law's house, and they got some lion's mane, and they were like, "I don't know what to do with it." And so I just showed them, like, I just pan sear it super hard, good salt and pepper on it, nice color on the outside, and just serve it just like that.
It's the best.
Really fucking good. Really fucking good. Johnny, talk about some of the techniques for some of the stuff that you've got, because a lot of the stuff that, you know, you've got things in the shop that you're selling that I know how to use, and Dan and Jeff and, of course, Chef Kerry knows how to use. But how would you recommend it to someone walking in off the street? They come in, they see all this stuff, and, I mean, listen, you and I both know it's expensive, but it's delicious, so of course it's going to be expensive. Yeah. We're going to talk about that. But is it hard to sell it to them because it's, you know, it's something they're not used to seeing and it costs a lot of money?
I think I come from a place where, like, I didn't eat a lot of stuff growing up. I had pretty, like, normal American kind of, you know.
SpaghettiOs and Frosted
Flakes. Hamburger Helper.
right. Stuff like that. Like, just easy stuff. So I always tell people, like, I've tried most, if not all, the ingredients. And, like, and it's tried in restaurants, too. I'm going to say simple is usually best with a lot of the stuff. And then for stuff that you need to pickle or ferment, I think that is for a different kind of chef anyway. If people want to get behind it and try it, you know, we're always open to kind of like teach people how to do stuff. And we have a chef in the store. So having Kate there, that helps a lot. But for the most part, you know, I think a lot of it is just good product, super fresh. And then just, you know, like working into whatever routine or whatever meal they were going to cook anyway.
Yeah, I think simple is the key. And we're talking about Hen of the Woods Market. It's at 48 Hampton Road in Southampton, New York. If you're making your trip out for the summer, go check these guys out. They got some really great stuff in there. Go talk to Johnny. He'll get you some good stuff, right, Jeffy?
Yeah, listen. I met Johnny. I don't even remember how we met. But he came to my house. My apartment in the city, he sold me some, like, I can't remember what he even sold me first. I think it was probably mushrooms and I think some olive oil. And then we were, like, talking about stuff. And I think I remember, like, asking him, like, "Hey, can you get, like," I'm always, like, calling Johnny, like, "Hey, dude, I saw this picture of a purple apple that grows on a mountaintop in Tibet. Can you get me one?" God. You know. Like,
Johnny, when you hear this, joking, you're like,
I
send
Johnny
fuck.
On the craziest chases. I like send him pictures from shit all the time. Like, dude, look at these things. They're like flowers that grow on the tip top of these one tree. can you find them? You know, and he'll be like, "Maybe, let me see." You know, and he'll like come back with them, or he'll come back and say, "I couldn't get those flowers, but I could get these, and they're like that from this other thing." You know, or whatever it'll be. We've had a great relationship, and he's like he said, him going out and you know, beating the street and being that guy to show up with really cool stuff and like have the things that you wanted and always having like a little bit more to kind of show you and turn you on to something new. I mean, as a chef, it was always like it was fun to like always like, "Oh, Johnny's here. Let's go check out what the guy's got. You know, let's go hang out with Johnny for a second." You know, and now that he's got a store, it's going to be a regular pit stop for me. And I've already run into other chefs there. It's kind of like a little chef's corral. You know, it could be like almost you can consider it like a pantry for yourself. And I mean, I can't say enough awesome things about Kate. The food that she makes is not only beautiful; it's so good. And she's just a badass chef. And they're like super lucky to have someone like her in there who like cares as much about the food as Johnny cares about the products as well. It's like so. Yeah. It's really a dream team. It's going to be a lot of fun. I can't wait to see it really evolve and just get even better.
Johnny, how hard has it been to do this? I mean, obviously we're tail end of the pandemic here, hopefully. I think we're going to have a pretty normal summer, roughly. But how hard has it been to open the store up, you know, during this?
We, you know, like, I think if we had already had the store open, you know, it would have hit us in a couple ways. Like, we would have had to learn how to do things on the fly. But pandemic in general, like, the one thing that we noticed was people wanted the same things just brought to them and kind of made as easy as possible.
Right.
So we've kind of gone in on that, on like prepared foods. The best part too is, like, I didn't want to ever skimp on quality. So even if it meant like making it more expensive, it right. was just like use the very same ingredients we sell. So that's been cool. Having Kate here, literally, like, I'll point to the king salmon. I'm like, what can we do with this item? And she'll come up with like three different dishes that are all amazing.
That's cool.
So that's been good. I think the most annoying part, I love getting to know people, but, you know, with the masks, it's very like impersonal for sure.
Right.
At times. But I could tell people, especially now, they want like that human connection. Like, they totally. People want to be heard and just like listened to. And everyone's got like their own different thing, like view of things right now, but it's kind of cool having a place where like everyone kind of comes to and like you can, you know, catch up and talk to people. So that's been a lot of fun.
Yeah, that's very cool, man. I think you're right about that. People are looking for that connection. And having a store like this, I mean, listen, more and more people were cooking over the pandemic. So having a store like this where you can get some ingredients that maybe you can't find everywhere else, you know, what a great way to make that connection. And I'm going to make a prediction right here, Dan. You ready for my prediction? Listen.
Yes, I'm ready for your prediction. Sorry.
July. By July 21st, we will not have to deal with masks anymore. I'm saying it here. July 21st.
Okay, terrific.
Yep.
All right.
That's my prediction. Johnny, I got to ask you, man. I was looking at the Instagram, and the egg salad sandwich Sando. I understand that is like a thing, and it's like it looks amazing. It looks delicious. I showed my wife, and she was like, oh, God, what is that? So I had to – now, listen, you're talking layman's terms here with people.
Yeah.
When it came to that, talk a little bit about that and about the orange egg in the middle of it. Can you tell us about that one?
Yes, it is the most delicious egg sandwich. We waited like 3 weeks to release it. It basically in Japan, the egg, their like convenience store 7-Eleven is like a gourmet grocery store. And
wait, as, are you like, mean 7-Eleven here is not a gourmet grocery store?
Have you tried Chalupa?
I don't even know what Jeff just said, but it sounds amazing. And by the way, you can get fucking all those toppings on your nachos for $3.99. That's a fucking high end store to me. Oh, and P.S. I can get a Fodia Oldie Old Gold to go with it. Count me in. I mean, I just can't sit here and let you just besmirch the good name of 7-Eleven, Johnny. That's all I'm saying.
Well, we got that's kind of what, like, you know, being in Japan, I'd always, like, I came back to the U.S. like a week later, and, you know, you're just like, it's totally different. So that stayed in the back of my mind. Kate had traveled around the world and went to Japan, and then we just thought, we got to make sandwiches. Like, how cool would it be to make an egg salad, like Sando, like Japanese style? So that one is just, like, really delicious egg salad. And then it has one, like, heirloom egg with the most orange yolk, like the best eggs we've found, and just cooked where it's like the yolk is just not really runny but jammy, and there's so much flavor in it, you know, and it's kind of like in that sense hard boiled, but it's a little bit soft, you know.
Wow.
And you take it to go, it's a meal, and it's honestly one of the best things we have.
Jeff, have you tasted this yet?
I haven't. I'm actually going to see him tomorrow, so who knows? Maybe I'll grab one.
Damn. I mean, you make it sound delicious.
Not to eat bread, but...
You make it sound pretty amazing, man. I think that's great. As far as other takeout foods like that, it's like you can come there and grab a quick lunch, apparently. I didn't realize that.
Yeah. You can get like cool things like king salmon that's been baked with a little like miso glaze on it. You can get like local seasonal vegetables with ricotta, a little bit of like, you know, olive oil on that. We have vegan options, vegetarian, we have seafood, like, you know, scallop salad with yuzu. That's like one of the best also.
Wow.
Grilled ramps, kind of like playing on the seasonal stuff.
I have that. It's really good with like Szechuan, like crunchy garlic on like grilled ramps. It's like, it's fire.
Sounds great.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, small little things you can grab and go.
Well, Johnny, I'm excited for you, man. I hope you're excited. You sound like you're excited, I think.
Thank you. For sure. Literally so excited.
Dude, you look really happy. I got to be honest. Every time I see you, you have a huge smile when you're in there, which makes me really happy.
It's the awesome. Apron looks good on you, buddy.
Thank you so much, guys.
Mm. Well, Johnny, are you still doing delivery? Like, you were like a hustler. Like, are you still doing any of that?
Still doing it. We're basically, so far, the shop will open at 10, so I'll get there early. But I've been doing, like, restaurant deliveries, like, you know, 6 a.m., 7 a.m. It gets in there. And then, for now, I'm in the shop most of the time. But then, like, you know, client deliveries and stuff, like Jeff's family and, like, other, you know, similar ones like that.
The VIP clients.
VIP, for sure. Still, like, home delivery and stuff. Trying to make it all work, but you know, little by little, it definitely gets easier.
Jeff, are you opening a snack while we're talking?
No, I'm not.
Anybody else hear that?
Stop it. Why do you always call me out? I like snacks.
It's not about the snacks. All right, listen. Johnny, I can't wait to check out the store. I'll be out there very, very soon. I'm going to stop by. I'm going to drive right by it every single weekend. Jeffy, what's the address for the store? Or where can we get some info about it, brother?
Well, you can get some info about it at the Southampton Market on Instagram. You know, I don't know the actual address. It's on, is that Main Street, Johnny?
It's Hampton.
It's 48 Hampton Road.
Yeah.
48 Hampton Road, which is right, it's like downtown Southampton, like right in the village, like the heart of the village.
Nice. And you can get in there and get all kinds of stuff, man. Well, I'm excited for you, Johnny. I can't wait to see what you come up with next. Email list. Are you still doing the email list thing?
Still doing it.
You're kind of the drizzling shits with the email list. I'm not going to lie. I got all excited. I was on Johnny's list last summer. He sent me like 2 emails.
I'll check on that for sure.
I was like, yeah, I'm on Johnny's list. I can't wait. Nothing. No.
Because I keep him busy. I keep sending him emails being like, bro.
You got him chasing the golden trout from some river and fucking.
Exactly. I want all the albino salmon you can find. I'm going to cure it 3 ways. I need it. You think I'm joking?
Yeti liver.
Oh,
this is real. Yeah.
Yeti liver. Hey, final one for me, Johnny. It's just a fun, silly question. What's the most expensive thing you have in the store right now?
I'm going to say it's between, right now it's the caviar, but we're bringing in a really nice, case of Wagyu.
Ooh.
Soon. That'll be probably the most expensive. But by unit or ounce, it's definitely the caviar. The golden, et cetera. The Russian, etc., which is like, you know, your typical beluga, went back when that was allowed. Those would definitely be top. Actually, I'm going to also include, there's a local knife maker, Derek Patterson, and he's made a handful of knives for us. I think the cheapest one is like $1,800. They go up to $2,400, $3,200. He's working on a special one for us that I believe is going to be made of meteorite. So that would be very.
Do you realize how crazy that just sounded? I believe it's going to be made out of meteorite.
Yo,
Jeffy, so for my birthday, I'd like a meteorite knife.
Yeah, man, I can do that.
We can talk to Ergo Boys and making a meteorite knife.
They might. They might be able to do that for us.
Damn.
I don't know.
The T-1000 knife.
Go ahead, buddy. Huh? Go ahead, Johnny. Go ahead.
I think Jeff knows Derek also. I think that, like, he's made one for us, too. That was one of... He's able to do things that literally nobody else in the world is doing. So I think the meteorite one will be probably the most expensive we ever have.
Where the fuck do you get meteorite to make a knife?
Yeah. I think I know somebody else who did a meteorite knife. I think Joe. I saw it on Joe Rogan's Instagram. He has one.
Mm-hmm.
It's like made out of like Tektite or some shit like that, like or whatever that I can't think of the name of the
meteorite.
Yeah, no, but it's like there's like a name for it. They have like some fucking
space
name
rocks.
For it. Yeah, exactly. Space knife.
Space knife. This knife. Yo, is awesome.
Derek's knives are fucking pieces of art.
Yeah.
They're really like he is on some other shit. Like
cool. I'll check them out.
It's like, oh yeah, no. They're just really, really, really special. They are. It's like it's. I have a few of his knives, and I adore each one of them.
I will check them out.
Yeah.
Yeah, heads out. I will. Johnny, we're proud of you, man. I can't wait. Jeff, anything left for Johnny? Or Dan, anything left for Johnny?
Johnny, you were growing stuff in some shipping containers. You still doing that?
Yeah, still doing that. And that we'll probably keep doing that for the next year or two, at least in Huntington. We don't know. We're going to move it either to the city or out to the Hamptons. But we're going to keep doing that for sure.
I love it.
That's pretty cool, man. That's pretty awesome. That's good stuff right there. I'm looking forward to getting some mushrooms, getting all kinds of stuff from you, man. I know Chef Carey is as well. Johnny, we appreciate the hell out of you, man. We're so proud of what you're doing. We appreciate the hell out of you. We can't wait to do some more business with you.
Yeah, man.
Thank you guys so much.
We're going to team up. We're going to do some pop-ups with Johnny, right?
I think so. I think, Jeffy, maybe we should try to set up a call with Johnny tomorrow morning if we can, or if you have time in your lunch break or whatever. I'm pretty flexible tomorrow.
Yeah, I can do that in the morning. I'll be driving in the morning.
Very cool.
I would love that, yeah. Thank you guys so much. Really
Johnny, you're the man. We're so happy for you. Make sure you check out Hen of the Woods. It's the new store by our good friend Street Leafs Johnny. You can find it on Instagram at the Southampton Market. It's at 40 Hampton Street. Is that right?
48 Hampton Road.
I was close.
And it's right next door to La Parmigiana, like Italian restaurant. It's been there forever.
Nice.
Yeah, it's a landmark. Yeah, sure he's got a great location. It's a great restaurant, great crew. And also follow at Street Leaf Johnny. Go out there, follow our boy. Give him some love, man. Slide in his DMs.
You know, he likes that. He does like that. He'll send you pictures too. And just want to point out there to everybody too. The store is open. The store is open Wednesday through Sunday from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Johnny, we look forward to seeing you, buddy. Seriously, I'm so happy for you.
Thank you so much.
Hey,
thanks.
We love you, brother.
There he is, guys. The one and only.
Peace, homie.
Street Leafs Johnny. There he is. Attaboy, Johnny.
Love you guys.
There you go,
brother.
I'm so happy for him, man. That store sounds fantastic.
It is really great. It's really great. It's beautiful inside. And like I said, I mean, the team, everyone in there, Susie's just a sweet, sweet, sweet person. She was great to hang out with. Like I said, I just popped in, chatted with everybody. There was a bunch of other chefs there. I ended up like shooting the shit with a bunch of chefs. It was like, you know, walking around getting like amazing stuff to take and go make food with. You know how that is, Plum, when you're like going to make dinner. You grab like a special butter that you can finish a sauce with that's like just takes it to the next level, and it's like everyone just is like, what, you know, it's just
what the fuck is that
exactly. And it's you know, Johnny's the master of having those little things, those little like wow factor products that kind of help elevate some of the food that you have.
Man, I think it's great. I can't wait. I think I'm gonna drive right by there on my way in every weekend, so I'm excited to see it. Dan, you got to swing by there too when you come out.
Yo, I'm so jealous. I'm like, man, that sounds like a wonderful place. Sounds like everything I'd want to do. Just all these fun things to have, all these amazing products to have. And like you said, the simplicity of it and taking it to it's like its perfect element. It's already exactly the way you want it. All you got to do is fine tune it a little bit. You know, like you said, the sear, the salt, the butter. Boom.
That's it. That's it.
Flip it back. Rub it down. Oh, no.
He needs a body bag. Big shout out to our good brother, Street Leafs Johnny, for joining us on the program tonight. I want to also apologize. We had Chef Frank Bellotti on the line. We're going to try to get to him next week. We ran out of time, Jeffy. Hopefully we can get to Frank next week.
God, every week with Bellotti.
It's the time's getting short and short and short. We love you, Chef Frankie, but we can't get to you this week. So hopefully we'll get to him next week. You know, just the way it goes sometimes, Dan.
Hey, it's that summer. That summertime is a little bit different.
That's all it is. That's exactly what it is. Make sure you check out our friend Street Lease Johnny, his new spot there, the Southampton Market, a.k.a. Hen of the Woods. Also, keep a little love in your hearts. Keep a little thoughts in your hearts for our friend Chef Brian Kaywork, his family. Going through a really, really amazingly hard time right now. Just keep them in your hearts. Keep them in your thoughts. And understand that, you know, our tomorrows aren't guaranteed. So if you got something you want to go do it now. Is that Amen. Dark, Jeffy? And say that shit you said earlier, Jeff, because that shit was fucking really deep, and it really struck me.
Well, it's deep, it's dark, and it's just scary. It's like, and it's, I think it should be a motivator. It was a motivator to me when someone said it to me. Like, everybody who dies had plans tomorrow. In other words, do that shit today if you can. You know, don't say like, oh, I'll do it tomorrow. Oh, I'll do it tomorrow. I'll do it tomorrow, because tomorrow's not promised. And you don't know if you'll do it tomorrow. You don't know if you'll be able to set your kids whatever up. You don't know if you're going to be able to hug them or kiss them or spend time with them. You don't know exactly what you're going to be able to do. So do it right now.
I mean, Dan, how deep is that shit? I never thought about it like that. Have you?
Yeah, I do. I think about that every day. I think about death all the time. Like, I live like I'm going to die.
Yo, Dan.
It's just how I am. Like, because I try to take
like, yeah, man, actually, every time I get high, all I do is think about how people die and shit.
I got
weird.
I got right
I really,
here,
I mean, it sounds dark, but I mean, you know, I'm... Yo, I kiss my kids every night before I go to bed, and I kiss them every morning when I wake up.
Yo, I love my baby. I can't wait to see her.
What?
sorry.
Take the soundboard away from this kid.
Yo, it's a great point right there, man. Hug and kiss your kids every morning, every day, every night, even if they're teenagers and they're annoying.
Oh, my God. That's during the day. You want to punch them in the face, but, you know, no child abuse.
No doubt yeah. about it.
Catch while they're laying down, you can still give them a kiss, and they can't, you know, get away from you too easy.
Just a quick check back in with our boy. I talked to Michael Petrella today. He's followed up with a couple of shows. He's done some research on it, man. So you never know what might happen. There were definitely two people that he was interested in learning more about.
We only wanted 10%. So just keep that in mind, everyone. That's a great deal for being on the show. Thank you. You're welcome.
Yeah, okay, good. I wasn't sure what we're saying. Hey, I was confused for a second, Jeffy, but now I'm not. 10% is good. Listen, we want everybody, listen, if you haven't done so yet, check out Plum, chefplum.com. Check out the store, some great t-shirts in there. We're going to make some new designs here soon. And, of course, check out our good friends over at Ergo Chef Knives. Get yourself a knife. Use promo code Plum. Get a great discount on an already great product. Those boys over at ergochefknives.com. That's ergochef.com. Jeffy, what else we got?
I think that's all she wrote, buddy. I mean, you know, it's, we said everything about Brian. We said everything about living for today. We love life. We love each other. We almost got married tonight on the show, but,
yeah,
you know,
we're
going to work that out later.
I feel a little let down by that. I feel like I should have got a little more just, I don't know, like a little more like, you know what, Plum? I appreciate that.
I do appreciate that.
For medical decisions only, Jeffy. Like, someone needs to help make those for you sometimes. If, let's say, like, you're incapacitated or something like that. You want someone with a level head who can handle that business.
Yeah. Do not resuscitate.
Are you DNR, really?
Yeah, you're not?
Fuck no. Keep my ass alive. Put me on a ventilator. Freeze my brain. Do something.
Nah, man. I want to go see. I want to meet God.
I don't know, Jeffy. Dan, what do you think?
I don't give a fuck. Happens.
Yo. He's like, I think about death every day. Fuck it, man. Whatever.
I don't really
know. No, but I mean, well, that's me thinking about every day. Like, it's just a thing. Like, well, at that point, I don't know.
I don't know.
Yo, but what Street Leaf Johnny didn't talk about was he has this whole storage container where he grows fucking hydroponic vegetables and stuff in there. He didn't even really touch on that, but I think that's really cool. Like, that's what he's talking about, moving it and having it in like a...
Yeah, he's just like this like crazy fermented fertilizer from Japan that he works with.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Company. Yeah, no, it's a... Yeah, he... Dude, I'm telling you, man, Johnny's tapped like... I can't tell you how many people I've talked to who have met him and have been like loved what he was doing, and then introduced him to somebody else who was like another amazing connection that he hit it off with, who introduced him, and like just the products that he gets, the people he's brought around. I mean, he's a mensch. He's a super solid dude, man.
I feel like mensch is a bad term.
No, it's a good term. I don't really know what it means, but I know Jewish people say it with like yeah, that's cool. He's a mensch.
With like high regard, like that dude's a mensch.
Yeah, which means, you know what I just did? I you know what do they call that when you like take somebody's culture vulture? Oh man,
culture vulture is great. Go for that. I like that term.
That's what I did. I just did that.
Hey, stay tuned, because next week Jeffy's going to remember the terminology there. It's going to be fantastic. Look for us on that fucking Population One on the damn Oculus. Find us on there. Jeffy's got a great bit he's working out for the show this week on Oculus. It's going to be amazing. We're excited for that.
Yes.
In the meantime, in between time, boys, that's all I got. Anybody got anything else they want to add?
No, sir. Love.
In the meantime and in between time, please remember, folks, food is one of the most important things we have in life. Everything important in life revolves around food. Wow, Rick came in quick there. Give it the time it deserves. We'll see you next week. Oh, that's why. Hold on. You know why it is? Because I didn't do this one. There it is. We'll see you guys next week. Check out Street Leaves Giant. Check out the Southampton Market. We'll see you guys later. Peace.
I'm the tower of power, too sweet to be sour. I'm funky like a monkey. Sky's the limit and space is the place.
Thank you for listening to Plum Love Foods Live. See you next week, good brothers and sisters.